Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. This week, all week, I'm in conversation with my friend, best-selling author Jamie Smart. We're talking about his new book, Results: Think Less, Achieve More. And specifically today, we talk about what's the source of results? Like, where is it that results come from? And what can we do to optimize the results that we create? You've written a book called Results, right? What's the source of results? Where do results come from?
Well, it looks to me like results come from a combination of two things. One is from creativity, from insights, from ideas, from, oh yeah, I'd like to do that. Or, you know, something that you're inspired to do or that makes sense to you. So that's part of it. That's, you could call that the spark of results. That's what gives you a direction or gives you a sequence or whatever it might be. And then the other piece of it typically is some kind of action, some kind of action. Now, oftentimes that action can be, it can be quite subtle. It doesn't have to be, you know, I hear some people talk about, you have to work your face off. Well, not necessarily. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I work my face off. And other times I take it relatively easily, you know, and it, so it's not like there's one mode or method or anything like that. But it looks to me like results come from the combination of clarity and action. And the action does, it's not about, you know, it's one of the things I've often heard people say, you know, I get inspired and I think this is the right direction to go in. And then the next day I don't feel inspired. And so I stop. But what I've noticed again and again and again with people who can create the results that matter to them, inspiration is sort of like a beacon. It's a direction finder. It gives you an idea of where you're headed, but it's not a means of travel. It's somewhere to aim for, but you don't have to stay inspired every minute of the day to create results. And what I find myself is often people will, you know, our feelings are telling us about thought in the moment. So they're not telling us about the result we're trying to create or our capacity to create them or what we're like as a person. They're not telling us about that. They're just telling us about the ebb and flow of our thinking. So you don't even, in my experience, you don't even need to be in the right state to create results. You just need to know what direction you're heading in and what the next step, you need to take the next step.
So this might sound like a ridiculously basic question, but you know, I often have clients come to me and they'll say, okay, this is what I want to create. And I can tell that they're lying.
Yeah.
To themselves, not to me. But I can tell that they you know, they sound very certain, but it's coming from somewhere very weird in them. Like when you sit down with somebody who wants to create a result, what is it that you do to help them find the kind of clarity that does lead to action as opposed to the kind of clarity that just leads you down a rabbit hole?
Yeah. So, well, it's interesting, actually. I start the book with a question. And the question is, what's the number one result that you believe would have the biggest positive impact in your life? And the reason I ask that question really tends to focus the mind. Now, it won't necessarily focus the mind on a meaningful result or something that's real. It may very well bring out one of those lying type answers that you said, or something that the person's totally into, but you just know that they're headed in the wrong direction. So it can bring out any of those, but it does something very powerful. It reveals something about what they believe to be most important. And so that then gives me something to kind of poke at and prod at and just test. So I had a client once who I said, what, you know, what's the number one result? Blah, 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 blah. He said, I want to earn 2.1 million pounds. I said, whoa, that's a very specific amount.
It is. I was just like, 2.1 or 2.113?
It was like, it was a very specific, a large and very specific amount. I was like, that's very specific. How come that? Like, it was just like, it was so puzzling. He said, well, he was an accountant. He said, well, I've worked out that that's the amount I would need in order to feel secure. So right away, I'm like, oh man, have I got some good news for you. Because it had been very obsessing for him. That whole idea that he needed to achieve that figure on his savings account before he could have a feeling of security. And it, you know, Michael, it reminds me of when you and I first worked together. I had a whole list of goals and I remember it vividly. I had all these goals and you said, okay, let's do an exercise. Let's go through the list of goals and remove any of the goals, put a line through any of the goals that are based on the idea that they're going to give you a feeling of happiness or well-being or security or anything like that. And I was like, well, that's the only reason I've got them there. What do you, but, and that illusion that the belief that our goal, once we achieve the goal, then I'll be happy. Once I achieve the goal, whether it's the certain weight or the certain bank balance or the certain lifestyle or the certain partner, then I'll be happy. That's a fundamental misunderstanding. And it's not that there's anything wrong with wanting to achieve goals or create things, or that's absolutely fine. The problem comes the moment we believe that our feelings, that achieving that goal will give us some specific feeling in some sustainable way, when actually our feelings are always ebbing and flowing with our thinking.
I love that. And in tomorrow's podcast, we're gonna actually pick up with that whole notion of goals, and we're gonna explore that idea in more depth. For today, go to jamiesmart.com and you can download the first couple of chapters of the book and get started on your own journey to thinking less and achieving more. Have fun, learn heaps, and we'll talk then.